Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking with you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the herb astragalus, which is used to prevent colds and flu. Astragalus is originally from China, and we can now benefit from hundreds, if not thousands, of years of use by traditional Chinese herbalists. The dried herb looks like a popsicle stick. If you use the herb in this form, you should boil it in water for several minutes to a half hour. Unlike a more delicate leaf or flower, the root of astragalus is used, so it's better to boil or decoct an herb in its not form to release its healing properties. You don't just pour boiled water over it, as for black or green tea, as those are, of course, leaves. Use an ounce of astragalus for each pint of water, and take a couple of cups of this a day, an ounce being the size of a good handful. A more convenient way to take an herb for many people is in a tincture form. This is an alcohol extract of the plant. Instead of drinking a cup of the tea, you could simply take a dropperful of the tincture. A tincture is already prepared for you, and it's easier to carry with you throughout the day. The amount of alcohol in a tincture is not enough to intoxicate someone when done properly. For a child, you could halve or even quarter this dose for a small toddler. And if you want it, you can squirt the tincture into some hot water to let the alcohol evaporate off. Astragalus, please remember, is a tonic herb. It's to be taken to prevent a cold or flu. You must stop taking it if you actually were to get the flu. It's generally not used to treat an active cold or respiratory infection. Fever, inflammation, and an active infection are heat symptoms in Chinese medicine, and since astragalus is a warming herb, it should be avoided at that time. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.